This week, the bank Citigroup said it would put another $40 billion over the next 10 years into the climate change issue. The corporation said $30 billion will be invested in companies working in alternative energy and clean technology. Andrew McKeon of the Climate Project says the investment is significant and that Citigroup is betting that a key greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, will face federal regulations.
That there's going to be a price tag associated with it, and the companies that are doing energy without using carbon are going to be in a good position. So if they're investing in them now when carbon isn't regulated, then it could be a kind of a home run.
McKeon is one of dozens of climate change ambassadors trained by former Vice President Al Gore to spread the message about ways to attack global warming. McKeon has a business background and is trying especially to convince more firms that directly or indirectly cutting emissions that lead to increasing temperatures can be good for the bottom line. While in Milwaukee for a forum today, McKeon said Wisconsin corporations like Milwaukee-based Johnson Controls and La Crosse-based Trane are helping with some of their energy-efficient products. But McKeon says even small and mid-sized companies can make a difference.
Make your your oil burner more efficient. I mean, that's a big deal. Or require your landlord to do it. You won't sign a lease if you're leasing a property.
Though some critics accuse companies of attempting greenwashing or fakery on the climate change issue, McKeon says the real test will be to see how much corporations spend to make things better. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.